This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Islam, oh fortunate one, paradise must be won. Paradise must be won each day and each night, through darkness and through light. Cry it out to the world.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the role of Muslim youth is a subject that we will be discussing today بإذنه سبحانه وتعالى. There's no nation ever thrived, prosper, succeed, grow, flourish without having a solid foundation of youth. As we know, according to the CIA, the number of Muslims nowadays 1.7 billion. Out of that, over 65% of the Muslims are youth. Now it shows, walillahi alhamd, this ummah has a powerful, huge resource. This ummah is the focus of all other ummah because they know the resource that we have and they know the number of people, the number of youth that are coming up. They focus and they put so much emphasis trying to direct the way and the direction of the ummah. For every ummah, if the youth of that nation upholds their principles and foundation and they honor their culture and religion, that religion will thrive, that religion will succeed, that religion will come to a point of success, and they will always uphold and they will always revive the legacy that was left behind from their fathers. Alhamdulillah, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we know at the beginning of Islam was built on the shoulders of young people. Aisha radiyallahu anha, Asma bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu anha, Abdurrahman bin Abi Bakr, Sa'ad, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Umar, all these young people around the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were all young people. And this ummah was able to be the most powerful ummah because of its youth. And when the nation were led by young people who have the fear of Allah and understanding of this deen, who has the righteousness and the piety that was needed, this ummah was able to lead all other nations. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in his book that we were the best nation that was ever created for mankind. So وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best and still is the best. Let us see what the Quran says about young people, about youth. The word of youth, when we hear of it, we always think of young children running around aimlessly, not having any goal, any purpose in life, trying to enjoy themselves, trying to engage themselves with the things that would not benefit them. Boys chasing girls, girls chasing boys, youth listening to music, running after superstars and the entertainment star. But the youth that we're talking about, the youth that their foundation is based on the Quran and the teaching of the Messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this beautiful journey, I want to take you back and see what the people before us, what they did and how the youth lived. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, talking about the qasas, the stories of the people before us, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةً. He said, indeed, in their stories, there is a lesson. There are lessons for the men of understanding. In their stories, there are lessons for the men of understanding. So when we tell a story and we read a story and we narrate a story from the Quran, it will only benefit those of understanding. It will benefit the believers who can reflect, who can understand and ponder about the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, we have Allah talking about this young man. Allah said, قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا. They say, who did this to our God? قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتًا يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. They say, we heard of a young man that is called Ibrahim. قَالُوا فَأْتُ بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْهَدُونَ. They say, bring him to the eyes of people, let the people witness. They may say something about the situation. And they brought Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to the scene. And they say to Ibrahim, أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Did you do this to our gods, or Ibrahim? Ibrahim being the messenger of Allah, inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guided through the revelation, using a hikmah and wisdom, Ibrahim said to these people, to make them think and understand and think of the things that they've been saying and the things that they've been doing. قال, he said to them, بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِن كَانُوا يَنْطِقُونَ. He said, no, but the biggest of all of the idols did it. So why don't you ask him if they can speak? فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. When they heard the statement of this young man, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they came back to themselves and they said, it is so true. Now look at them, they have been destroyed and they cannot even talk or defend themselves. فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Now this young man, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he used a hikmah to deal with his people. And this is what is needed for the younger generation, to use wisdom when they're dealing with people. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered us to follow their footsteps. And he said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اِقْتَدِهِ. He said, these are the people that Allah has guided. So follow their guidance. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was so intelligent, was so smart, being a young man, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the believers, the followers of Muhammad, to use Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as a role model. Allah, he said in the Quran, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. Allah said, indeed, you had an excellent example in Abraham and those with him. Because, ya ikhwati fi Allah, my brothers and sisters in Islam, because of the great job that Ibrahim did concerning this deen, this da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were directed to follow his footsteps, alayhi salam. And in this, there will be trials, tests, there will be a time of hardship, there will be difficulties, but we were told to have supper. As Allah told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he wasbir, Allah said, fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Allah said, O Muhammad, be patient as the messengers of a strong will. As like the messengers who came before you who had a strong will, be patient. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to be patient. So we have to be patient following his footsteps, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, those prophets of Allah and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were role models. And the Quran addresses the issues of youth and what youth went through. And inshaAllah, thumma inshaAllah, after a very short break, I will tell you about the story of young people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so pleased with them that He mentioned them in the Quran that we recite every single day in our lives. And we were ordered to recite their stories every Friday. And bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will continue with that soon after these messages. So stay tuned and listen to the stories of those young people from the Quran, from the Book of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Through darkness and...
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. And let us continue with the story of those young people. And for those of you who have any doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose youth over the older generation, then listen to the statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, مَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيًّا إِلَّا شَابًا وَمَا أُوتِيَ الْعِلْمَ عَالِمٌ إِلَّا وَهُوَ شَابٌ. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, all the messengers of Allah, they were youth. And no scholar was given the blessing of ilm, of knowledge, except at young age. And if the ummah and the youth of the ummah do not capitalize on that, then the future of the ummah would be very weak. Let us talk about these young people that Allah mentioned them in Surah Al-Kahf. This surah that the Messenger of Allah said we should recite it every Friday. And for those of us who recite it, that surah would be light from Friday to Friday. A light that is guiding that individual to the path of Allah. A light that is guiding the mu'min who recites to the haqq, to the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ. O Muhammad, do you think that أصحاب الْكَهْفِ, the young people of the cave, were one of the greatest ayat of ours? As though Allah is indicating, yes, they were great ayat, but not the greatest of all ayats. إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. When these young people, they flee and they enter this cave. But what make them enter the cave, brothers and sisters in Islam? These young people, as the ulama of the Mufassirin said, these young people, they were children of wealthy people and the ruling class, from the elite, from the best of their people. And they realized that their people are worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came to the conclusion that they should not give in to the temptation of this worldly life. They should not allow their lives to be worthless, useless, pointless. And they said, we must go back to our Creator and worship Him alone. But they also realized that if they do this, their people will kill them and they will not be able to practice Islam, because they were already giving a warning to desist and stop whatever they trying to do and preach. So they got together and they said, let us go and run away for our faith. Because the greatest thing that we have, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is al-Iman, the faith. And the moment that thing is taken away from us, then it's pointless. This life is worthless. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. They lose and leave their faith bit by bit without realizing. And they losing to shaitan. And at the same time, يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ sun'a. They think they're doing great service for this ummah. These young people realize to be in power, to be from the elite, to be the chosen children, to be those desired individual means nothing in comparison to the faith and the iman that a mu'min may have in his heart. So they run for their lives. And they went to a cave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in that cave for over 300 years. Ibn Abbas, he said it was over 309 years. And subhanAllah, Allah protect their bodies. And then they came back, Allah brought them to life again. So they looked at each other. Their beard grew, their hair grew, fingernails grew. They're no longer the same, according to some of the Mufassirin. And some of the Mufassirin said nothing much changed. Because when they got up and they came back, and they asked themselves, how long you been here? قَالُوا يَوْمٌ أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٌ Maybe a day or part of a day. And of course, in your physical appearance, nothing might change in a day or part of a day. But the lesson is, they felt hungry. And then they sent for the people. And they warned the man and the one that was sent to the marketplace not to show himself to the people. Why? Because these people, they thought, are still the same people whom they were running away from. And what are the people they were running away from were doing? They're worshipping Allah. هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِي This is our people. They say, these are our people who worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, this is what a mu'min should be concerned about, which is the iman and the faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about these young people and how they lived their life and how Allah took their souls after that in the Quran and the tafsir of the books of the Mufassirin. Ikhwati fillah, anyone who wants to destroy an ummah, any enemy who wants to destroy a ummah, the first target that this person would aim to is the youth. From the stories of the enemies of Islam, was that they sent an expert. And they said to this man, go and look at the condition of Muslims. They're very strong. We cannot defeat them. And of course, they thought about, they made mashura, they contemplate, and they said, just concentrate on their youth. So the man, he came to the Muslim land, and he looked around, and he looked at the masajid, and the masajid were packed. Students of ilm in the halaqat of the masjid, halaqa of fiqh here, halaqa of hadith there, halaqa of sirah in the other corner, halaqa of aqidah, halaqa of akhlaq, class after class after class. And after the masajid, after the halaqat are over, the masajid were packed with musallin, people sitting, standing, praying outside. And the man, he looked at the condition of the ummah, and he went back, and he said to the people who sent him, you cannot defeat this ummah. This ummah is so strong. The foundation of the ummah is so strong. So these people, they keep watching Muslims from distance, because your enemy will never give up. Your enemy will never lose sight of their goal and aim. They will never sleep or be in a state of heedlessness. They will never turn away from their goal. They will never change. The enemy of Ibrahim was the same enemy of Musa. Same enemy and attitude of Isa. Same enemy of Muhammad, same enemy that we're facing at this moment. Years after that incident, they sent another man. And they said, go and look at the condition of the ummah. And he came to the Muslim land. And he saw young man sitting and crying. And the early report that he has is that these people will weep and cry during salah, during the recitation of the Quran, while they're listening to biography of the Messenger of Allah, while they're making dua, and when they're facing the enemy of Allah, they were lions. So this man carrying that report, he approached this young man who is crying and weeping, and he said, Mabik, what is wrong with you? Why would you weep and cry? And this young man respond, oh my lover, the lady that I love does not love me back. She doesn't love me the way I love her. And the man, he went back. He didn't go any further. He went back and he said, now is the time to attack Muslim. Now is the time to attack Muslim. Because the youth nowadays, they are concerned about love, singing, music, plays, movies. And look at the condition of the Ummah nowadays. You may find a young man or a young lady who can tell you the names of the entertainers, the singers, sports players, sportsmen, and so on. But if you ask that individual, please, list the Ashara Mubashirin Bil Jannah, the 10 companions who are giving glad tidings of Jannah, can you list them? Most likely, he or she would not do. I was reading a speech that was given by one of the enemies of Allah. And this man, he was addressing his congregation who was doing the actual work. And he said, congratulations for the great job that you did. You created a nation, you created a generation who have no concern about Islam, who does not know anything about Islam. And the best of all, they don't want to know anything about Islam. They don't. Look at the condition of Islam nowadays and the Muslims. Used to be once, if the child is intelligent, smart, the father would say he is going to be a muhaddith, he is going to be faqih, he is going to be alim of Islam. But nowadays when the child is intelligent, we say to him, go study this and this. Go become an engineer, a doctor. And when the child is not doing well at school, we take him to Quranic school and we say, you become Mawlana, or Imam, or Alim of Islam. As though Islam is for the losers. And this should change, and it will change bi-idhnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Islam is coming back with full force, because the younger generation of this deen are no longer being fooled by the media. And those weak individuals, they will revive al-Islam. And this is what I have to say. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Be patient as the messengers of a strong will. As like the messengers who came before you who had a strong will, be patient. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to be patient. So we have to be patient following his footsteps sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, those prophets of Allah and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were role models. And the Quran addresses the issues of youth and what youth went through. And insha'Allah, thumma insha'Allah, after a very short break, I will tell you about the story of young people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so pleased with them that He mentioned them in the Quran that we recite every single day in our lives. And we were ordered to recite their stories every Friday. And bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will continue with that soon after these messages. So stay tuned and listen to the stories of those young people from the Quran, from the book of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Through darkness and... Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. And let us continue with the story of those young people. And for those of you who have any doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose youth over the older generation, then listen to the statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, ما بعث الله نبيا إلا شابا وما أوتي العلم عالم إلا وهو شاب. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, all the messengers of Allah, they were youth. And no scholar was given the blessing of ilm, of knowledge, except at young age. And if the ummah and the youth of the ummah do not capitalize on that, then the future of the ummah would be very weak. Let us talk about these young people that Allah mentioned them in Surah Al-Kahf. The surah that the Messenger of Allah said we should recite it every Friday. And for those of us who recite it, that surah would be light from Friday to Friday. A light that is guiding that individual to the path of Allah. A light that is guiding the mu'min who recites to the haq, to the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ. O Muhammad, do you think that Ashab al-Kahf, the young people of the cave, were one of the greatest ayat of ours? As though Allah is indicating, yes, they were great ayat, but not the greatest of all ayat. إِذْ أَوَنْ فِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. When these young people, they flee and they enter this cave. But what make them enter the cave, brothers and sisters in Islam? These young people, as the ulama of the Mufassirin said, these young people, they were children of wealthy people and the ruling class, from the elite, from the best of their people. And they realized that their people are worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came to the conclusion that they should not give in to the temptation of this worldly life. They should not allow their lives to be worthless, useless, pointless. And they said, we must go back to our Creator and worship Him alone. But they also realized that if they do this, their people will kill them and they will not be able to practice Islam, because they were already giving a warning to desist and stop whatever they trying to do and preach. So they got together and they said, let us go and run away for our faith. Because the greatest thing that we have, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is al-Iman, the faith. And the moment that thing is taken away from us, then it's pointless. This life is worthless. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. They lose and leave their faith bit by bit without realizing. And they losing to shaitan. And at the same time, يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. They think they're doing great service for this ummah. These young people realize to be in power, to be from the elite, to be the chosen children, to be those desired individual means nothing in comparison to the faith and the iman that a mu'min may have in his heart. So they run for their lives. And they went to a cave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in that cave for over 300 years. Ibn Abbas, he said it was over 309 years. And subhanallah, Allah protect their bodies. And then they came back, Allah brought them to life again. So they looked at each other. The beard grew, the hair grew, fingernails grew. They're no longer the same, according to some of the Mufassirin. And some of the Mufassirin said nothing much changed. Because when they got up and they came back, and they asked themselves, how long have you been here? قَالُوا يَوْمٌ أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٌ. Maybe a day or part of a day. And of course, in your physical appearance, nothing might change in a day or part of a day. But the lesson is, they felt hungry. And then they sent for the people. And they warned the man and the one that was sent to the marketplace not to show himself to the people. Why? Because these people, they thought, are still the same people whom they were running away from. And what did the people they were running away from were doing? They worshiping Allah. هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ. This is our people. They say, these are our people who worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, this is what a mu'min should be concerned about, which is the iman and the faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about this young people and how they lived their life and how Allah took their souls after that in the Quran and the tafsir of the books of the Mufassirin. Ikhwati fillah, anyone who wants to destroy an ummah, any enemy who wants to destroy a ummah, the first target that this person would aim to is the youth. From the stories of the enemies of Islam was that they send an expert and they said to this man, go and look at the condition of Muslims. They very strong. We cannot defeat them. And of course, they thought about, they made mashura, they contemplate, and they said, just concentrate on their youth. So the man, he came to the Muslim land and he looked around and he looked at the masajid, and the masajid were packed. Students of ilm in the halaqat of the masjid, halaqa of fiqh here, halaqa of hadith there, halaqa of sirah in the other corner, halaqa of aqidah, halaqa of akhlaq, class after class after class. And after the masajid, after the halaqat are over, the masajid were packed with musalleen, people sitting, standing, praying outside. And the man, he looked at the condition of the ummah, and he went back, and he said to the people who sent him, you cannot defeat this ummah. This ummah is so strong. The foundation of the ummah is so strong. So these people, they keep watching Muslims from distance because your enemy will never give up. Your enemy will never lose sight of their goal and aim. They will never sleep or be in a state of heedlessness. They will never turn away from their goal. They will never change. The enemy of Ibrahim was the same enemy of Musa. Same enemy and attitude of Isa. Same enemy of Muhammad, same enemy that we're facing at this moment. Years after that incident, they sent another man. And they said, go and look at the condition of the ummah. And he came to the Muslim land. And he saw young man sitting and crying. And the early report that he has is that these people will weep and cry during salah, during the recitation of the Quran, while they're listening to biography of the Messenger of Allah, while they're making dua, and when they're facing the enemy of Allah, there were lions. So this man carrying that report, he approached this young man who is crying and weeping, and he said, Mabik, what is wrong with you? Why would you weep and cry? And this young man respond, oh my lover, the lady that I love does not love me back. She doesn't love me the way I love her. And the man, he went back. He didn't go any further. He went back and he said, now is the time to attack Muslim. Now is the time to attack Muslims. Because their youth nowadays, they are concerned about love, singing, music, plays, movies. And look at the condition of the ummah nowadays. You may find a young man or a young lady who can tell you the names of the entertainers, the singers, sports players, sportsmen, and so on. But if you ask that individual, please, list the 10 companions who were giving glad tidings of Jannah, can you list them? Most likely he or she would not do. I was reading a speech that was given by one of the enemies of Allah. And this man, he was addressing his congregation who was doing the actual work. And he said, congratulations for the great job that you did. You created a nation, you created a generation who have no concern about Islam, who does not know anything about Islam. And the best of all, they don't want to know anything about Islam. They don't. Look at the condition of Islam nowadays and the Muslims. Used to be once, if the child is intelligent, smart, the father would say he is going to be a muhaddith, he is going to be faqih, he is going to be alim of Islam. But nowadays when the child is intelligent, we say to him, go study this and this. Go become an engineer, a doctor. And when the child is not doing well at school, we take him to Quranic school and we say, you become Mawlana, or Imam, or Alim of Islam. As though Islam is for the losers. And this should change, and it will change bi-idhnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Islam is coming back with full force, because the younger generation of this deen are no longer being fooled by the media. And those weak individuals, they will revive al-Islam. And this is what I have to say. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.